This is Decoded Datebook for December 17th. Millions of Americans have changed homes over the years, but not many have done so because of ghosts. But that's exactly what a family in Crookston, Minnesota claimed. The noisy intruders that sent them scampering made headlines on this date in 1943. According to that day's edition of the Evening Fargo Forum and Daily Republican, the Rood family had their fill of spooky, mysterious sounds in their rented home. They reported that doors shook by themselves as if in preparation to fall off their hinges. They explained that groans were heard, rising from the home's moldings. The father of the family claimed the piano was the favorite spot for the ghost. He said, "We could hear a tone coming from the piano, and in another 5 minutes, another tone. We'd turn on the lights and sit down and watch the piano. We'd see a key go down to sound a note. In a few minutes, another note would sound. I never believed in ghosts before, but I do now. For 2 weeks, we tried living in this house, but my wife and I could stand it no longer. At 5 a.m., after a night of terror, we started packing up, and we are going back to Grand Forks." Rood told the newspaper that the couple's 6-year-old son, who never had nightmares, had become subject to fits of hysterical laughter in his sleep since the family moved into the house. 3 deputy sheriffs were called upon to spend the night in the potentially haunted house. Perhaps it was the December wind. Maybe the culprit was the dismal cold. The temperature dipped to 16 below zero, but the deputies were let down by the spooks, who never made their presence known, not even at the piano. Following the ghost hunt, the forum reported that the sheriff gave the house a clean bill of health. Have a restful night, hopefully phantom-free. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.